Hello and welcome to CardioEd. Today we are discussing half direct oral anticoagulation versus standard antithrombotic therapy after left atrial appendage occlusion. This was published in November 2021 edition of JACC Interventions. For those of you who are listening to me for the first time, we here at CardioEd talk about recent advances in cardiology and core concepts in cardiology routinely. So you can consider subscribing. Left atrial appendage occlusion has been shown to be non-inferior to oral anticoagulation in prevention of atrial fibrillation related thromboembolic events. How do we know this? We know this from the results of three landmark trials, PROTECT AF, PREVAIL and PRAGUE 17. The PROTECT AF trial was done in non-valvular AF patients. It compared left atrial appendage occlusion to warfarin. PREVAIL trial was also conducted in non-valvular AF patients. It compared left atrial appendage occlusion to warfarin. PRAGUE 17 is the recent addition in this list. It was published last year into year 2020 and it showed that left atrial appendage closure was non-inferior to direct oral anticoagulants. This was the first trial which compared left atrial appendage occlusion to DOACs. In patients with high stroke and high bleeding risk, left atrial appendage occlusion is a very good alternative to oral anticoagulants. They offer continuous protection from thromboembolic phenomena without increasing the bleeding risk. An important clinical challenge after the left atrial appendage occlusion is the phenomena of device-related thrombosis. It occurs roughly in around 3 to 5% patients and it increases the thromboembolic events. We have previously discussed about device-related thrombosis in a separate episode. I'll post the link in the description below. Till the left atrial appendage closure device is not endothelized, it comes in contact with blood and this may lead to device-related thrombosis. So, for the prevention of device-related thrombosis, antithrombotics need to be administered till left atrial appendage occlusion device is endothelized. What is the current protocol of antithrombotic therapy after left atrial appendage occlusion? It is recommended that for up to 45 days, patient should be on DOAC or warfarin along with aspirin. After this, for up to 4.5 months, patient should be on dual antiplatelet therapy consisting of aspirin plus clopidogrel. After this, or in other words, 6 months after the device implantation, aspirin is continued indefinitely. This was the regimen which was used in the landmark PROTECT AF trial. Yes, other regimens are also used in the various parts of the world. One is full dose DOAC with aspirin for first 3 months, followed by aspirin for a minimum period of 12 months. Another regimen is dual antiplatelet therapy consisting of aspirin and clopidogrel for first 3 months. European countries are fond of using antiplatelet therapy as a part of their antithrombotic regimen. There is currently no clear data that which antithrombotic protocol is better than the other for the prevention of device-related thrombosis. An ideal antithrombotic regimen should decrease the incidence of device-related thrombosis, should decrease thromboembolic risk without increasing the bleeding risk. In the post-procedural antithrombotic regimens, aspirin and clopidogrel have empirically been chosen. We do not know how safe it would be to use antiplatelet agents in patients with increased bleeding risk. It should not be forgotten that left atrial appendage occlusion or left atrial appendage closure is used for the patients who have got higher bleeding risk. Also, we do not know how much of atrial fibrillation related thromboembolism can be prevented by antiplatelets or aspirin. The authors of the current study compared the standard antithrombotic regimen with half-dose DOAC monotherapy. This was a prospective, non-randomized study and it was carried out at 3 centers. Consecutive patients undergoing left atrial appendage occlusion with Watchman device were enrolled. Patients were considered eligible for left atrial appendage closure If they were more than 18 years of age, they had history of non-valvular AF, and their CHAD2 score was more than equal to 2 or CHAD-VASc score was more than equal to 3. Patients were excluded from this study if they required DOAC dose adjustment due to their age or weight or abnormal kidney functions, or they needed long-term antiplatelet therapy due to some coronary indication. Around 550 patients were included in this study, and they were categorized into two groups. One group received the standard antithrombotic therapy, which consisted of up to 45 days of DOAC plus aspirin, followed by up to 6 months of dual antiplatelet therapy consisting of aspirin and clopidogrel, followed by aspirin only monotherapy. The second group consisted of patients on half dose DOAC. It was administered along with 81 milligrams of aspirin for first 45 days. After the first 45 days, long-term half dose DOAC monotherapy was continued. Which were the drugs which were used in this half dose DOAC protocol? Two drugs were mainly used, apixaban and rivaroxaban. Apixaban was used in the dose of 2.5 milligrams twice a day, and rivaroxaban was used in the dose of 10 milligrams once a day. The de-escalation in the antithrombotic therapy in both the arms was done if the follow-up TEE had excluded significant peri-device leak or device-related thrombosis. The baseline characteristics of the patients in both the groups was comparable. The mean age of the patients in this study was 75 years, and approximately 60% of the patients were males. Around 50% patients had a CHAD-VASc score of more than equal to 5. Around 30% patients had CHAD-VASc score of 3, and around 20% patients had a CHAD-VASc score of 4. Around 30% patients had Hasblood score of 2. Around 35% patients had Hasblood score of 3. Around 20% patients had Hasblood score of 4. Around 15% patients had Hasblood score of more than equal to 5. Median follow-up period was 14 months. There are 5 important things we learned from the results of this study. Number 1. Half-dose DOAC regimen had lower composite of device-related thrombosis, thromboembolic events, and major bleeds. And this was statistically significant. Number 2. Device-related thrombosis was far more common in patients on standard antithrombotic regimen. Device-related thrombosis occurred in around 2% patients on standard antithrombotic therapy, and none of the patients in half-dose DOAC regimen had device-related thrombosis. Patients in the half-dose DOAC group had significantly lower rate of major bleeds. Number 4. Non-major bleeds were found to be more common in patients who were on dual or single antiplatelet agents. Around 7% patients in the standard antithrombotic therapy regimen had non-major bleeds, whereas only 2% patients in the half-dose DOAC regimen had non-major bleeds. Number 5. Watchman device had lower thromboembolic events irrespective of the antithrombotic therapy used when the event rates were compared to the patients with similar CHAD-VASc. There are certain important limitations of this study which should not be forgotten while reading the results. First and foremost, this is a non-randomized study, and in any non-randomized study, there are always very high chances of selection bias. Second, transesophageal echocardiography was used less frequently during the follow-up, and it is quite possible that some cases of device-related thrombosis may have been missed. Number 3. Only 24 patients were on rivaroxaban, and we cannot compare the results of apixaban versus rivaroxaban. Number 4. Only patients with Watchman device were included in this study, so the results may not be generalized to other left atrial appendage closure device. The overall conclusion of this study was that after successful implantation of the Watchman device, half-dose DOAC therapy significantly reduced the risk of device-related thrombosis, thromboembolic events, and major bleeds compared to the standard antithrombotic regimen. a randomized controlled trial comparing the two regimens discussed here might consolidate the findings of this study. FATE-DRT study is already going on and it intends to compare the various antithrombotic therapy which we are using in the patients after left atrial appendage occlusion. You are listening to CardioEd, and we'll meet again in another episode.